From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. The Columbia Police Department held a press conference yesterday about the death of Hayden Holt. He died in December after a pursuit by Columbia Police. But a change to a rule in their pursuit policy may have played a crucial part in the story. In collaboration with KOMU and the Columbia Missourian, KBIA's Trevor Hook has more.
Hayden Holt was about 17 years old on December 6th. He was a student at Hallsville High School, but he had graduated a bit early. He loved football. His mom says he wasn't afraid to be affectionate.
Always, I love you and I love you, Mom. End of every conversation or every time he left.
On December 6th in Columbia, Hayden didn't use a left turn signal while making a left turn at a green light just before 2 in the morning. When the CPD officer followed him on the turn, Hayden quickly turned left again at a red light. The police officer hit their lights and Hayden sped up. He led police on a chase that lasted 8 minutes and reached speeds over 90 miles per hour when heading south on Providence Road, more than 40 over the speed limit. The supervisor told the officer to terminate the chase as it reached the intersection of Providence and Broadway. But 4 seconds later, Hayden crashed into a utility pole in front of Lucky's Market, just past the intersection. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene.
Lucky's Market. He's on its side. It's a rollover.
If it had been a year earlier, this chase might not have happened at all. In March of 2019, the department changed two main aspects of its pursuit policy. First, the cap on how fast an officer could drive while pursuing suspects was removed. Officers used to only be allowed to drive 20 above the speed limit. Now there's no limit. The second part, officers used to not be allowed to pursue people suspected of nonviolent offenses without a supervisor's approval. Now they can pursue on nonviolent offenses and initiate a pursuit before they get approval. Hunter Gilbert is an investigative reporter for the Columbia Missourian. He found that between 2014 to 2018, the number of police pursuits usually stayed in a range of about 10 to 20 pursuits per year. 2018 had 13 pursuits.
And then we get to 2019, and there's 64 vehicle pursuits doing a percent change increase. It's roughly 398% increase between 2018 and 2019.
The new code talks a lot about weighing the risk for the public.
314.3.1, when to initiate pursuit. It says, if the pursuit becomes more dangerous than the pursued suspect, do not pursue.
In the Hayden Holt case, the officer did finally disengage from the chase, but by then it was too late. Police Chief Jeff Jones says the changes were made to help police do their jobs better.
We were not chasing people. We were not, and which led to, in my opinion, officers really not trying to investigate things all the way through or getting to the point where they could make an arrest because they didn't see that they were going to get there.
He says he also thinks police may be over-reporting their pursuits by counting one pursuit as multiple entries. Lieutenant Lance Bollinger says the vehicle pursuits are one of the most stressful things an officer can do.
You're literally trying to figure out why this person is running from you. You're trying to get on the radio. You're sitting there, you're trying to drive at high speeds, keep an eye out for the motorist, and you're trying to keep an eye out on the public.
Chief Jones also says he doesn't actually see this policy as less restrictive. But Hunter Gilbert at the Missourian says the experts he's talked to say that these types of changes can lead to more pursuits and likely affected the Hayden Holt chase.
From the experts that I've spoken to and how they read the policy, he would not have been pursued.
I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.